Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide, featuring your distinguished host and certified financial planner, Bart Zandbergen.
We got cousins, we got kids, we got publicists, we got everybody here today.
Hey, so Paul, I got a question for you.
You're going to put me on the spot. I know you are.
Yeah, okay. I am. Actually, I am. What? When you were 14 years old, what was your biggest accomplishment?
Let's see. 14? Let's see. I think that was the year I cut the grass for a quarter. And my dad wanted me to, you know, go do it for other people. I was like, nah, this is enough doing it for us here. And he had to push me to do that. You know, I was 14. Hey, look around. We're having fun here. I'm laying out in the sun during the summer here. I'm not working.
That sounds about right. And there's to the listeners, there's a point to that question. That was not a random question, because our very, very special guest today, you probably have figured out her age by now, and I'm not supposed to disclose, but I asked her ahead of time, so it was okay, is Karina Tarsadia. So, Karina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. I know you've got a lot to tell us, so we can't wait to hear more about what you're doing and this great project you're working on.
I mean, she did something more than I did at 14. She actually did a project to put something together here at 14? Come on.
Well, Karina, before we get, you have, again, a great project. It's a charitable event that we're going to speak about. But I'd love to know kind of how you got to where you are today. Like, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I was 14 years old when I started the project. Mm-hmm. And since 2006, my family and I have been taking service trips every other year to places like India, Zambia, Cambodia. And these trips brought me and my family together, which really like bonded us in ways we didn't expect. And it kind of inspired me to create something and give back in my own backyard.
Wow, that's really, really great. Okay,
Is Zambia like up in the valley? I forgot where Zambia is.
Yeah.
No, <I'm just> So, most kids when they're 14 don't know where any of this is. That's my point here, yes.
So what inspired you to give back in your own backyard here in Orange County?
Well, with on all these trips, I saw incredible poverty, which inspired me to do something in my hometown. Mm-hmm. And so I created a goal to give away 5,000 backpacks to children in need in Anaheim.
In Anaheim?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And why a backpack?
Well, because education is really important. And with great education, you can succeed in your life. And according to a survey done by Huntington Bank, parents can expect to pay for one child anywhere between $600 to $1,000, which we all know can be really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so your thought was, hey, if we can put together a backpack full of school items?
Yeah, we have school supplies, and we're also throwing in a hygiene kit.
Right. Paul? Hygiene kit.
Hygiene kit. Got it. And is there a name for this project? Did you give it a name?
Yeah, it's called Karina's Backpack Project.
Karina's Backpack Project. Okay. And is there a website or any of that for it? Can others donate and participate?
Yes. The website is karinasbackpackproject.org. And on the website, you can find all our social medias, and you can sign up, and you can actually volunteer through the website.
Did you... from the beginning, so you had this idea, this is something you wanted to do.
Yeah.
How did it evolve from there? Do you have friends or family, or did your classmates, or are you a website designer? How did this happen?
Well, I was kind of like, my grandpa is the founder of an organization called Joy of Sharing, and their tagline is to come together and give together. And that kind of like went along with something I've always wanted to do. And so I decided to actually partner with them.
Okay.
And my grandpa like has always been telling us since day one that education is really important. And like education is kind of like the key to success.
Yeah. I mean, this is his chair. This Joy of Sharing is his charity.
Yeah.
So he must have taught you about the great benefit of giving back. And did you learn that from him?
Yeah.
Okay. And as a partner with you, what's he going to be doing to help you?
Well, he's actually going to be, he's just like our main partner.
Yeah.
And like, he's going to like be there and he's going to have a booth and he's also going to like share about what he does there.
Okay.
And we're also going to have other organizations come out to the event and they're going to teach families that need a little bit more help about their organization so they can receive the help they need.
Oh, that's so great. Now, do you have, let's see, so you're 15 now. So you were in high school?
Yeah, sophomore? I'm starting high school this year.
Oh, freshman.
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
Now, are any of your classmates helping you or participating?
Yeah, they're all going to volunteer.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the volunteers? What are they going to need to do?
Well, you need to like sign up. And you can sign up through our website.
Okay.
And we have a bunch of different jobs that can sign up for what they want to do. Actually, this Saturday, we're having a backpack assembly day for just volunteers. And they're going to be helping us pack all the backpacks yeah. and putting all the hygiene kits in. And then on August 4th, the day of the event, we're going to have the volunteers. They can help with the carnival booths and they can help with the entertainment, stuff like that.
So, okay, let's talk about the event. That's great. So it's taking place at the Angel Stadium.
Yeah.
How did you get that? It's not like Paul can't go get the Angel Stadium.
No.
Well, my goal is to like target as many people in need as I can.
Yeah.
And so I needed a really big area for that. And I decided to reach out to the Angel Stadium. And when I reached out to them, they were willing to actually host the event in their parking lot. And we're gonna have also the Anaheim Ducks come out with their street hockey team. And they're gonna come out. And then we're also gonna have, because we know it's in the Anaheim area.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna have both of those people come out to the Angel Stadium.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I get this straight. So you call the Angel Stadium yourself?
No. Oh,
you had some help. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the Ducks? Did you get them yourself or did you get help with that?
Oh, we got some help with that, but we went and I actually met with the I didn't have a chance to meet with the Ducks personally.
You were busy. You were too busy. Couldn't take the call.
But I did have a chance to meet with the Angel Stadium.
Yeah.
And I presented to them and they were really willing to work with us.
Wow.
It was really exciting.
How many people are you expecting to come?
About, I would say 15,000 people, with, including the volunteers.
15,000?
15,000 people are going to show up to this event that you put together as a 14-year-old girl here.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 per year over age.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So, okay, so you did say a little bit about, so you're going to have, what, like, games and exhibits and like what kind of entertainment?
We're gonna have a few people dance.
Like professional dancers?
Yeah, they're gonna come out. We're also gonna have a grocery bag station along with the backpacks. They're gonna be giving away free grocery bags filled with like groceries to like kick off the school year.
Wow.
And also we're gonna have a haircut station.
Okay.
Where every kid can get a haircut before their first day of school so they can look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great. Now, did you get No Doubt to sing? They're from Anaheim.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Gwen's are they the band?
Gwen's going to be here. Yeah.
No?
No.
So, in preparation, so it's not that far away. Do you, what's the process? Are people donating?
Somebody tweeted one of the dates. What date is this taking place?
It's going to be taking place on August 4th
mm-hmm.
from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's going to be all the things I just said,
yeah.
all like the different
yeah.
sections. And it's honestly just going to be a really fun event to bring the community together.
Yeah.
And how do you get the word out to people who need these services? How did they find out about this? Other than stations like this, how are you promoting it to them?
Well, we kind of like researched some schools in need and we kind of like went through the schools and communicated with the schools.
Okay. How did you come up with 5,000? That's a lot.
Well, originally I wanted to give away 25,000 backpacks.
Yeah.
But I know that's a really big number, especially for the first year of doing something like this.
Yeah.
So I decided to cut down and be realistic and go for 5,000 backpacks for the first year. But I someday really want to give away 25,000 backpacks. That's my goal.
Yeah.
So, my family and I decided that we're going to make this an annual event.
So great. And then to get the backpack, so you're getting donations, I assume.
Yeah.
And then you're taking the donation money and you're buying the backpacks and the supplies.
Yes.
So that is that happening like every week? You got more money, more supplies, more backpacks, or how does
that
work?
Well, actually, we have all the supplies and backpacks right now. And right now, we mainly are looking at, we're getting the grocery supplies in. We have the hygiene kits made.
Yeah.
We did that last weekend. And this weekend, we're going to be actually packing all the backpacks.
It's going to take a while, huh?
Yeah.
Are all the backpacks the same?
Yes.
Okay. What color are they?
Some are gray, black, and then some are orange.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not all the same. So if someone wants to register as a volunteer or if they want to receive a backpack, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, karinasbackpackproject.org, and literally right when you pop on the screen, there'll be like two tabs and you can press if you want to volunteer or if you want to sign up for a backpack.
Okay.
How do you get all the backpacks? Where, I mean, are people donating them or are you raising money to go buy them? Where do you get all these supplies and backpacks?
We've been raising the money and we went out to buy the backpacks, but I know some people donated some supplies.
Okay. Are there any special event partners you want to make sure that you thank for this event?
Yeah. Let's get your sponsor. I was just trying to get at it. Are people sponsoring this? And
I want to say thank you to all our partners and individual donors and local school and nonprofit organizations. And a special shout out to the Advanced Beauty College and the Elite Productions and Angel Stadium.
Those are all good.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you going to be singing? Are you part of the entertainment?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. How many volunteers do you think you're going to have running around throughout the day?
Probably about 800.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's find a little bit more about you. So what do you, like, tell us something about you that maybe not everybody knows. Like, what's your favorite food?
Ramen.
Ramen?
Yeah, a cup of noodle ramen.
That's a college student's favorite food. Okay. What's your favorite, like, dessert, sugar snack?
Probably popsicles.
Okay. Favorite movie?
That's a hard one. Probably Home Alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Slightly old school.
But yeah.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say this is going to sound like fun, like Twilight.
No.
No? Not your thing?
No.
So what do you, when you go out and hang out with your friends, what do you guys do?
We usually go to the mall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the Anaheim Mall? Is that?
We usually just go to like Irvine Spectrum and we just walk and eat.
Walk and eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Ramen?
Yeah.
So do you, what's your favorite book?
Probably, it's like, sounds very weird. It's called Crime Fighters, and it's been my favorite book since, like, third grade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to read The Hardy Boys.
Yeah, me too, right?
So I wonder if it's the same. Is it, like, crime stories?
Like, yeah.
A series of books of them, you have, like, crime fighters?
Yeah.
Characters?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mom, do you want to say anything?
We got to get Mom to just come, lean up here and just come into the camera here, because this is the most amazing thing. What did you think when your daughter came up? Get you to slide as far over towards Bart as you can there. What did you think when your daughter walked in the door one day and said, Mom, I got this idea? Were you like, oh, wow, my daughter, she's wonderful? or did you think this is nuts?
I think this is nuts. Yep.
I mean, we got the kids today. I mean, when Bart's right, when I was 14, we were just thinking of watching TV and riding our bikes. We weren't thinking of helping the world. And this is an amazing feat. You should be very proud of her to do this. But were you, I got to understand the process. Did you think this was doable?
I think up to 25,000, it was a little bit too much, but yeah. 5,000, I think it's doable. Still, I feel like it's a lot of backpack. It's a big job, but
Not just the backpack. You're gonna stuff them with things, and then you're going to present all these other surfaces, and then you got to find the people and distribute them. You can't just get the backpacks and you're done.
Yes, that was her dream, to bring community together. So that's the way we can do our best on that way, to bring everybody together. And
how do you think that became her dream? Is that something that you as parents instilled in her? I mean, I know her grandfather apparently inspired her. But
yeah, she's been as she says, she's been traveling with us with all our service trips, and she inspired by then. And one day grandpa did ask her, say, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to give away something? What do you think, what can we do? And she come up with the idea that let's do a backpack. Everybody needs a backpack and the school supplies.
And what do your friends think? Do they think this is cool or crazy? Or like, what is with this girl? Is she nuts?
They were like, you're crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, right. Let's go to the mall. Forget this. Yeah, all right. but they must be inspired. I mean, they're participating with you now. They're helping you out and do this stuff. Did it lead to other girls coming forward and saying, you know, if you can do this, maybe I can do something here?
Yeah, not that I've heard of, but I know my school does a lot of, like, giving back. And so, like, everyone is, like, doing things that's, like, part of school to give back and help out.
Yeah. Now, is this going to look good in a college resume someday? Is that part of this, too? Because I'm stunned at how we had somebody come in once and they said, you know, you can't just get into Harvard anymore or pick any school, USC or something. You can't just have grades. You've got to show that you cured cancer during the summer, or you did something amazing, and you're certainly doing something amazing.
Well, my guess from this interaction is that, well, it's probably going to help Paul. From within, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You want to give a shout out to your school? No?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to St. Margaret's?
Sure.
Yeah, St. And next year I'm attending Sage Hill.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. What's your favorite subject?
Ooh, probably science.
Science?
Yeah.
Do you get good grades?
I don't think I get bad grades. I think my grades are pretty average.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, it's average is better than Paul's grade.
Anything's better than my grade. I'm just amazed. There is a generation coming. We have a tendency to think I'm an old, crabby old guy, that the young people don't care, are slackers, are just on their iPhones all the time, and don't seem to be involved. And then a girl like this walks in, I say, shame on me for thinking that. These kids are going to change the world.
Yeah, for sure. So with that said, one of the questions I get to ask my guests before they go is what is your ultimate lesson learned?
Probably that you have to work for what you want. And as my mom always says, nothing comes easy. You have to work for it. And I think that's like one of the main lessons I've learned.
Yeah, that's really, really great. And you're working hard on this event, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to be a little bit glad when it's over too, right?
A little.
Well, give us the dates, the website, and all the stuff. Let's plug it one more time. What's the website? Karina's
Backpack Project.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you see when you get there? It's information. I should pull it up here. People can volunteer. They can donate. They can do all sorts of stuff there.
Yes.
And the event itself, is this a one-time only event? You're going to have this thing at the stadium and this is where it's all going to take place? Or does it go on throughout the year? Other things happen.
Well, it's one day a year, but I'm going to make this an annual event.
Wow.
Yeah.
So someday you're going to come back when you're like 30 and you've given away 30 million backpacks or something here?
Yeah.
It's amazing, really. It really is. You should be very proud, and I'm in awe, because I don't think many kids really think they can do this kind of stuff today.
Okay. Also, our Instagram is Karina's Backpack Project.
You actually have a publicist that's helping her. She's in the room here. 15 the kids got a publicist who's like prodding her to do this. Give that again, publicist. What do we want to tout here?
Her Instagram
so you can
handle.
Follow along on Instagram at Karina's Backpack Project.
Ah, okay. Why not? Absolutely. Well, I've never seen Bart this quiet. He's like amazed. He's like me. We're both scratching our heads, saying, "How can this be?" And what do we ask next? There.
Yeah, I know this is going to be special, but you really are a special person. I'm really excited for you, and can't wait to see how great you do. And we're going to help support it. So I think this.
Will you come
really
back
great.
After it's
Thank
over
you.
And tell us how it went?
Definitely.
Oh, so great.
Okay.
All right. Any last words? What's your guilty pleasure?
Come on. Tell the truth. Pretend mom's not here.
Probably Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
My daughter loves Hot Cheetos, too. I can't stand them, but she just thinks they're the coolest thing. Hot Cheetos.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being part of the show, and we're really looking forward to your event, and I think it's going to be really great.
Thank
I want to
you.
Thank everyone who has tuned in, and please make sure you go to karinasbackpackproject.org and help support, and then reach out to her if there's anything you think you can do, and we look forward to being in studio again next week. Cheers.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting bartzandbergen.podbean.com. The Zandbergen Report is also available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Interested in being a featured guest on our show, or have a question you'd like to hear us answer? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com. Bart A. Zandbergen, CFP, and Letitia Burbaum, AIF, are registered investment advisors with Optivest Inc. and registered representatives with Gramercy Securities Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered by Optivest Inc. under SEC registration.